Senator Caleb Rowden joins us on his weekly legislative report. And the big news from the week gone by, of course, is the House forming a committee to look into what happened or allegedly happened involving the governor. What are your thoughts on this moving forward?
Well, I thought it was the right thing to do. I think it's necessary. I was pleased that and thought it was appropriate that it was a unanimous vote. I think that's something that the House needs to be united and moving forward on. And, you know, I think there are folks on both sides of this issue, some of whom think that, you know, these investigations are warranted, some of whom think that the investigation, at least from the St. Louis city prosecutor, who's obviously a Democrat, is politically motivated. So I think now having not only an investigation of a House that's being led by Republicans, but also an investigation on certain matters by the Attorney General, who obviously is a Republican as well, I think kind of takes the any hint of or anybody who could say, well, this is just a witch hunt sort of thing, I think that takes that off the table. So, you know, you want to get to a place where we know what the facts are, and all of these rumors that fly around, we can put some of those to bed. And you know, what at this point, we're just trying to find the truth, and we're trying to find it in a quick and effective and thorough way so that we can move on, because we've got a lot of, you know, there's a lot of big issues that we're tackling in Jeff City, some of which the legislature may have the ability to kind of lead on, but there are some of the big issues, you know, funding and some of those things that you really need an engaged and leading governor. And so when the governor's distracted in this way, I think it takes some of those issues off the table. So I hope we can get this done and through the process and move on one way or the other.
All right, a tort reform bill was discussed and discussed again. Are we getting close to getting it passed?
Yeah, I think we're getting there. So this is the venue, it's called Venue Joinder, and so we have the reality in Missouri. St. Louis has come to be known as the judicial hellhole of America, and because of the, you know, really large kind of exorbitant judgments and rulings that come out of there. And so what trial attorneys started trying to do was to kind of game our venue rules in Missouri so that they could, you know, maybe have an out-of-state plaintiff or a plaintiff somewhere else in Missouri. They go to St. Louis, find someone who maybe bought the same product had some connection to their plaintiff. They use that connection to get that case into the city of St. Louis, where they are much, much more likely to get a more favorable ruling, and then they dismiss the St. Louis plaintiff. And so, you know, you had this issue where there just are hundreds and actually thousands and tens of thousands of these cases that are being brought into the city of St. Louis that have no business being there. And so what we don't want to do is discourage anyone and keep anyone from getting their day in court, which this bill doesn't do. But what it does do is make sure that the venue for the case and ultimately a judgment or settlement is in the proper venue. And so we're working on that. We were on the floor for a number of hours this week. Didn't get it done, but we're working hard on a compromise that will get it out of the Senate and hopefully get over the House.
And that's one I know one of your colleagues, Senator Munsellinger, is very supportive of, isn't he?
Yeah, that he actually is carrying the bill. So he and I have been in doing most of the negotiations on the Senate side, and he's doing a great job. You know, that's an issue that he probably didn't know a lot about, neither did I, before you get involved in the process. But he's really absorbed a lot of it and has gone toe-to-toe with, you know, plaintiffs' attorneys and other attorneys that are trying to push back against it. And so he's done a really, really great job leading on that issue.
All right, some budget work. I know the actual budget itself in the hands of the House, but what's going on in the Senate?
Yeah, well, we've been talking. We are hearing from various departments and kind of getting a feel for the things that they're asking for this year and taking a look at some of those lines and scrutinizing those. I've been working with the House, Scott Fitzpatrick, the budget chairman, to try and make sure that we get a good restoration of higher education funding coming out of the House. I think they're very interested in that. And, you know, obviously kind of the nature of the process, the more that the House can do, the easier it is for the Senate to take the rest of the burden, maybe as it relates to that, because we've got about a $70 million higher education cut that we need to get restored just so at bare minimum we can get our 2 years and 4 years back to flat, basically back to where they were last year. Then there's an additional 20 or so million that came from a withhold last year, that if we could get that restored, then we'd really be, you know, putting them in a strong position going into FY20. So we're working on that. I think that's I'm pretty optimistic that we're going to get there, because there's a lot of support there. And I think I spoke to a group of University of Missouri administrators that were in the Capitol this week, and I said, you know, probably for the first time in my 6 years doing this, I think there's a broader support for higher education and higher education funding than there's ever been before. And you know, maybe it took the governor, you know, trying to cut it 2 years in a row to kind of solidify that, which is not the best case scenario of how we get there. But to know that we now, you know, I don't have to fight the fights of, well, should we even, you know, invest more money in higher education, which was a conversation that we had, you know, have had in years past. And now it's just, okay, let's find the money. Devil's in the details. You got to make sure that you're not taking money from other really critical programs. But now the problem is just finding the money. And I think we're going to be able to get close to getting them back to where they need to be.
Yeah, when you talk higher education funding, how valuable, for instance, are the community colleges, including MACC, to the future of the state?
I mean, I think that you can't – I can't say enough about how they will play a role in the future. I've said on the Senate floor, and I think I said it on the House floor back a couple of years ago, the trajectory of higher education, you know, I think 10, 15, 20 years ago, there used to be kind of a stigma around a two-year degree, and now not only is that gone, but I think the pendulum has actually swung back the other way, where I think people realize that, you know, in a world where jobs and workforce is really, really important, and there are people that are getting jobs, you know, maybe even sometimes without degrees, if they come out of high school with, you know, certain types of knowledge, whether it be coding or, you know, engineering type of intelligence. And so, you know, I think those two-year degrees have tremendous value and will play a really, really fundamental and foundational role in how we do things going forward. I think we have to be mindful of that in Jefferson City, and you know, we kind of always treated 4 years and 2 years, kind of the way that we've treated them has been pretty similar, even as some of these this evolution has occurred in the higher education realm. And so I've had some conversations, have led on some of them and have been a part on others that are trying to kind of reevaluate how we look at 2 years. I don't think we need to make any distinction between which one is more important. We just have to understand what the importance is and then really take advantage of that. And so I think more people get that in Jefferson City than they did, you know, even 6 years ago when I started in the House. And I think that's a really good thing.
All right. Hey, Senator, have yourself a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Senator Caleb Rowden, he's joined us today in his weekly legislative report.